Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments with Seeing Millie the Web, where we share love, joy, peace, and loving conversation. We are glad to have you here on another day of our journey. I was thinking about how problems are ruling the day. You know, we are seeing an uptick in a lot of the worst parts of society, with crime and break-in and depression, drug abuse, suicides. I mean, there's just so many, you know, issues that are going on. I think it's becoming harder for people to juggle their life. And I think that we have been taught that we have to juggle our life alone, you know, once we hit 18, that is just what the expectation is. And people are falling through the cracks. And as they fall through the cracks, they're not seeing any way to find a leg up. And so, you know, the devastation that that's creating is starting to spill over into people who are still holding on to their life as much as they can, to the situation prior to COVID. And so, you know, places where they were not having crime so much before are having crime issues. And in addition to the regular news updates on crime and COVID, you know, we're starting to see other issues come into the news about things that we thought were safe. You know, I was looking at issues of why there were these large amounts of deaths. Because people keep saying that, you know, I should not be that concerned, that COVID is not taking any more people than it, people who normally die anyway. And I just keep saying, how do they have those thoughts when they see the pictures and they listen to the news and they watch the videos or however they're getting this information? How do they still think that to be true? Because I only see a select few pictures, and I listen to anything and everything that I can that is verifiable news so that I can be informed, safely be informed, right? And so when you tell me that this is, a lot of, excess fanfare for the number of people who are dying because you believe this amount of people normally die in the year for various other reasons every day, I just go, that doesn't matter, right? Because even if that was going on, we were not seeing it. It wasn't put in our face like this. We weren't seeing semi-trucks backed up at a hospital that, you know, and being used as a refrigerator for overflow. We weren't seeing, you know, mass graves being dug and bodies being put there or mass and mass graves because of the amount of people who are dying is that great. And you know what's very interesting to me is that I'm still hearing incidences of people who are in denial. And we're not talking about the ones who are in the hospital still denying that they have COVID. We're talking about the ones who are still feeling like they're untouchable and like this isn't even real. And it just bothers me to think about how people are so calm and seem okay with not being reality, not facing reality, right? Because any and every state in the U.S. has been touched by COVID. And, you know, I keep finding more and more of my family members in different states being affected. And, you know, it puts a lot of stress on not only the one that is sick and the caregiver, but even though I'm removed from those situations, you know, my heart is there. And I'm stressed because I don't want to see anyone in pain or anyone sick. And I know that that happens. And so, you know, it's not that I don't live with reality. I just know that this is not the normal way that we find people who have problems. And I was talking to a young man recently, and he was sharing his concern as someone who is considered a, you know, a worker that has to continue to work no matter what's going on. And I talked to someone else who was telling me about their concerns. And so they are seeing, you know, their friends be affected by COVID. And they're hearing of their friends that have friends who are affected. And in one of the cases, you know, they are hearing of people specifically who have died from COVID in their immediate circle. And so when you stop and you think about that, you know, it concerns me because it's like you telling people don't go out into the water and swim with the sharks. And they're saying, I don't see the fin. Well, you may not see the fin, but everybody else is seeing the blood in the water, right? So if that's going on, why would we pretend that we know better than the people who actually literally have seen the blood in the water, right? And so, you know, we've got nurses, we've got doctors, we have technicians, we have all these people who are facing the hardest moments of their life as they try to care for people that, you know, I believe didn't have to get infected. And so, you know, I want us to think about that. And my hope is that, you know, the majority of us are still not disillusioned and feeling like there is no help. And the majority of us hopefully are not feeling that this is a hoax, because I don't understand how you can see 98% of the people in the world tell you that this is real and show you the pictures and you still be in denial about the situation. And so if you're an essential worker, thank you. If you are a stay-at-home parent and, you know, you're working and you're taking care of your children and, you know, you're keeping them safe and you're masking up and you're doing all the other protocols you're supposed to be able to do, my hat's off to you and thank you. But if you're one of the people who is walking around and you're still in denial, honey, there are sharks in the water. I'm just going to tell you. It's up to you to put the flotation device on and get your butt out the water. And if you don't do that and you get sick, you're putting a strain on society's resources and on the nurses and the physicians that have to be there to help you. And, you know, if you look at it, you see that people are going out of their way, they're risking their careers, and so that people are effectively notified of the situations that are going on. And so as I was, you know, listening to different programs and listening to some of the health on some of the Twitter sites I like to listen to, and understand what's going on. And it was just really shocking to see that, you know, it's a large amount of people who die every day from various different reasons. But there are also a lot of people who are dying that did not have to die for this COVID reason. You know, and so I don't want to quote anything wrong. And so I need to go back and listen to some more things. But I saw something that said that when they looked at Florida and the population in Florida, and they compared it to other small countries with similar population, you know, it just didn't make any sense. the cases weren't even a tenth of the amount of cases that Florida has. And the deaths were like 0000 point something. They just aren't even there, right? And so you have to stop and ask yourself, where's the benefit to denial? I think there was one story I listened to in Kansas, and I apologize, I do not remember the name. And, you know, they were talking about how this family, it was like 88% of them, not really the family, but this county in Kansas still voted for 45, even though they were very hard hit. I think they were the worst hit community in our nation with COVID issues. And the interesting thing is that, you know, they are now seeing, and they were even seeing it beforehand, that COVID is here. It's here, it's affecting people, and being in a rural area is not making a huge difference. You know, we're seeing people who are putting their desires above people's health. So we have people who are still going to the gym in areas that have not been green-lighted to do that. We have people who are still sneaking and throwing parties, people who are still pushing for their weddings. And, you know, it's kind of interesting that you choose to do these things and then you put them online. And, you know, it makes people feel like they're not getting the same chance to live as you are. And so while I'm not a fan of social media, in that sense of keeping up with the Joneses, I can see how some people think that they can get away with it, but you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? You know, it would never be worth it to me to put my children or my grandchild or my, you know, my parents or my spouse or anyone else that I know of in the harm's way of COVID. It just wouldn't. And when I also think about how people have become so comfortable with being what they call porch pirates. And, you know, people don't know what they're getting in some of those boxes. And I think of people who need their medication, people whose children need their products that they need to have for their health. And I think the last one I saw was somebody had took a box and put it back. I don't remember if they actually opened that box or not. But it's requiring us to get a little bit more creative in our deterrence, you know? And the sad thing is that I believe that the majority of people who have the ability to help others are doing that. And they are still falling into the category of those who are, you know, having their products taken. And in some cases, people's groceries have been taken. And I'm thinking, you know, you might be hungry and no one wants to see you go hungry, but how do you feel comfortable, you know, feeding yourself or your family at the expense of somebody else who needed to feed their family, right? And then when they find out what they've taken, and some of the people are bold, they're sitting on the doorsteps, they're smoking cigarettes, they're, you know, open up the package to see if they want it, and then they're walking away. And you need to realize people work hard for their money, right? And then beyond just working hard for your money, you know, there's a level of respect that I think we're all afforded just by being human. So if you're going to someone's house, their door, or wherever you're getting their stuff from, it's not yours, right? And I don't know how you sleep at night if you're doing something like that. And we've seen some people who, you know, didn't look like they would be the types, quote unquote, of people who would behave in that fashion. And when they are caught or followed and asked why they're doing that, a lot of times they say, I don't know, right? But think about it. You may not know what you're doing or why you're doing it. I suggest you get help. On the other side, do you think about the people that you meet that maybe are coming out that door at the same time you're doing what you're doing, right? And that doesn't make it very safe for either party. I am not one who promotes vigilantism. That's just not my thing. But I do have to tell you that if I was one of those parents and that medication was what I needed for my child, and you come up on my steps and you try to swipe my box, you know, we have something to deal with. We have something to talk about. You know, I don't think you should put people in situations because you are having your own situation. I think you have to look at it with a level of maturity and say, you know, life is hard right now for everyone, right? So if you are taking someone's groceries or you're taking someone's children's food, I think I saw where the children's sandals earlier in the summer, and, you know, I just don't get it. It's like people feel like they have an option to make someone else's life difficult because they're having a hard time. And if you stop and look at it, communities are coming together. They are providing food. They are helping people with rent, with lights, with mortgages, whatever they got going on. People are out there to assist you, you know? And sometimes when I talk to people about this, they say, oh, those are the people who are on drugs. Some of these people look very coherent to me, right? I saw some that showed up with tools to open a crate, and I thought that was really bold, right? So if you can show up in a nice new shiny car or truck, and you can have a conversation, and you can pull out your tools, that tells me you're capable of doing things, right? Now, the problem I have is that a lot of times when I try to look at the stuff, I don't catch the whole video. I don't catch the full view. So I listen as much as possible, and then I try to get someone to help me or interpret something for me. Or sometimes they'll take a picture of a screen for me so I can see what's going on. And maybe it's not for me to say, right? But as I think of it, I just go, you know, we're doing what we can to help you. And if you think there's a need out there that's not being met, then you need to find the right people. You need to contact the right resources. You need to look for the Union Gospel Mission, Goodwill. What else is out there? I mean, there's St. Vincent de Paul. There are so many programs out there that can help you get on your feet and maintain a reasonable adult life. You know, don't keep adding to everyone else's everyday struggles, right? Because you can't assume that just by saying you don't know that that's enough. You know, I've seen people having to chase people down to get their mail back, and people saying, I don't have it. Well, if I see you take it, I know you have it. And that's what we're seeing. I would just like to see all of us, you know, be more responsible for ourselves and show more, you know, more kindness and empathy for the fact that everyone is going through what you are going through to some degree. Now, I know that some people are saying that those are the homeless and those are the crackheads and blah, blah, blah. No, some of them aren't homeless. Some of them aren't crackheads. And you can't always see that's the problem that we're seeing. It's not. I think that there are some people who are just, you know, they're bored. They don't have nothing else to do. They're upset because of what they're going through. And they just want something back. And they are taking what they see. Personally, I couldn't sleep at night if I knew I took somebody else's package, right? And I, thank God, have really good neighbors because for some reason, I keep getting their mail. I keep getting their packages. And, you know, they were giving me my packages. And so I'm not sure how that was going on or why it was going on. But it did. So I'm just going to say to you, try to do your best to be who you were before COVID started. Sending you wishes for a peaceful day, happy afternoons, and wonderful evenings. Until we speak again, goodbye.